Hello and welcome to your GCSE Biology Revision Podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most visually fascinating topics on the whole specification. Topic 6, plant structures and their functions. Now, I know what some of you might be thinking. Plants? Really? But trust me, this topic is absolutely packed with exam marks, and once you understand how a plant is basically a masterpiece of biological engineering, you'll actually find it really satisfying. We're talking about how plants absorb water, how they make food, how they move substances around their bodies, and how they control water loss. All of that is in here. In this episode, we'll cover the core concepts clearly, walk through some exam technique, do a quick-fire quiz, and finish with a summary you can use right before your exam. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's go. Let's start with the leaf because it's the powerhouse of the plant. If you were to cut a leaf and look at it under a microscope, you'd see it's made up of distinct layers, and each one has a very specific job. At the very top is the waxy cuticle, a thin, waterproof layer that reduces water loss. Think of it like the plant's raincoat. Just below that is the upper epidermis, a single layer of transparent cells that lets light through. Then we hit the palisade mesophyll layer, and this is where the magic happens. These are tall, column-shaped cells packed full of chloroplasts. Chloroplasts are the organelles that contain chlorophyll, the green pigment that absorbs light energy for photosynthesis. Because palisade cells are near the top of the leaf, they get maximum light exposure. Examiners love asking you to explain why palisade cells are found at the top of the leaf. The answer is always about maximizing light absorption for photosynthesis. Below the palisade layer is the spongy mesophyll. These cells are more loosely packed with large air spaces between them. Those air spaces are crucial. They allow carbon dioxide and oxygen to diffuse around the leaf efficiently. This is the main site of gas exchange within the leaf. At the bottom of the leaf, you have the lower epidermis, and embedded within it are the stomata. Stomata are tiny pores, openings that allow gases to move in and out of the leaf. Each stoma is surrounded by two guard cells. When the plant has plenty of water, the guard cells become turgid and bow outward, opening the stoma. When the plant is short of water, the guard cells become flaccid and the stoma closes. This is a brilliant adaptation. The plant can control how much water it loses through transpiration. Speaking of transpiration, let's talk about that now. Transpiration is the loss of water vapor from the leaves of a plant, mainly through the stomata. Water evaporates from the spongy mesophyll cells into the air spaces, then diffuses out through the stomata. This creates a kind of pulling force, a transpiration pull, that draws water up from the roots through the xylem vessels. This continuous movement of water from roots to leaves is called the transpiration stream. Now, xylem and phloem are the two types of vascular tissue in plants, and you absolutely must know the difference between them. Xylem vessels transport water and dissolved mineral ions from the roots up to the leaves. Xylem cells are dead, they have no cell contents, and their walls are strengthened with a substance called lignin. This makes them strong, hollow tubes, perfectly adapted for carrying water upward. The movement through xylem is always one direction, upward. Phloem, on the other hand, transports dissolved sugars, mainly sucrose and amino acids, from where they're made or stored to where they're needed. This process is called translocation. Unlike xylem, phloem cells are alive, and the movement can go in both directions, up or down, depending on where the sugars need to go. For example, sugars made in the leaves might be transported down to the roots for storage, or up to growing shoot tips. A great way to remember the difference? Xylem, think X for exit, water exits the roots upward. Phloem, think F for food, it carries food around the plant. Now let's talk about root hair cells. These are specialized cells found near the tips of roots, and they're adapted to absorb water and mineral ions from the soil. They have a long, thin extension, the root hair, which massively increases the surface area for absorption. Water enters root hair cells by osmosis, moving from an area of higher water potential in the soil to lower water potential inside the cell. Mineral ions are absorbed by active transport, which requires energy from respiration. Finally, let's touch on plant hormones, specifically auxins. Auxins are produced at the tips of shoots and roots. In shoots, auxin causes cells to elongate, promoting growth. When light hits one side of a shoot, auxin moves to the shaded side, causing those cells to grow faster. This makes the shoot bend toward the light. This response is called phototropism, and it's a positive phototropism because the shoot grows toward the stimulus. In roots, auxin has the opposite effect. High concentrations actually inhibit growth. This explains why roots grow downward. The lower side has more auxin, which slows growth there, causing the root to curve downward. This is called positive gravitropism. Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. First, command words. If a question says explain, you must say why or how something happens. Don't just describe it. Use the word because to force yourself to give a reason. For example, if asked to explain why palisade cells are found near the top of the leaf, don't just say they contain chloroplasts. Say palisade cells are found near the upper surface of the leaf because this maximizes the amount of light they receive, which increases the rate of photosynthesis. Second, the most common mistake I see is candidates confusing xylem and phloem. Remember, xylem is dead, carries water upward only, walls strengthened with lignin. Phloem is alive, carries sugars and amino acids, moves in both directions. Third, when describing transpiration, many candidates forget to mention that it's water vapor that's lost, not liquid water. The water evaporates from the cell surfaces in the spongy mesophyll before diffusing out as vapor. That distinction can cost you a mark. Fourth, for questions about stomata and guard cells, always link the opening and closing to turgidity. Turgid guard cells, stoma opens, flaccid guard cells, stoma closes, and always connect this to the plant's water status. Fifth, if you get a question about factors affecting the rate of transpiration, the four key factors are light intensity, temperature, humidity, and wind speed. Higher light, higher temperature, lower humidity, and higher wind speed all increase the rate of transpiration. Examiners often give you a graph and ask you to explain the trend. Use these four factors to explain any changes you see. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask the question, pause, then give the answer. No peeking at your notes. Question one, what is the name of the process by which water moves from the soil into root hair cells? Osmosis. Water moves by osmosis from high water potential in the soil to low water potential in the root hair cell. Question two, which type of vascular tissue transports sugars around the plant? Phloem. Remember, phloem carries food. Question three, what do guard cells do when the plant is short of water? They become flaccid and close the stomata to reduce water loss. Question four, in which direction does auxin cause shoot cells to bend, toward or away from light? Toward the light. This is positive phototropism. Question five, name the layer of the leaf that is the main site of photosynthesis, the palisade mesophyll layer. How did you do? If you got all five, brilliant, you've got the core concepts nailed. If you missed any, go back and review that section. Let's wrap up with the key things to take away from today. One, the leaf is adapted for photosynthesis and gas exchange. Know each layer and its function. Two, stomata open and close via guard cells controlling gas exchange and water loss. Three, xylem carries water and minerals upward. It's dead, lignified, one direction only. Phloem carries sugars and amino acids. It's alive, bidirectional, and the process is called translocation. Five, root hair cells absorb water by osmosis and mineral ions by active transport. This is via Gannett's six auxins control phototropism and gravitropism. Shoots grow toward light, roots grow toward gravity. And remember, in the exam, always use precise biological language, always link structure to function, and always answer the question that's actually been asked. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and I'll see you in the next episode. Good luck.